Hey there, Larry Bailey here, Awesome Technologies, Inc. It's here, 24.1. Now, this is a pre-release review, so just to let you know, as opposed to the desktop notes that are going to be, that you can go look at, this walkthrough is for the Encompass web version, Encompass on the web, however you want to call it. But effectively, there's a lot of really, really cool stuff in here, and if you can't tell, I'm super pumped because ICE is putting a ton of resources. It's probably like a ton of cash, like literally a ton of pallet of cash into this. This one's only 10 pages long, so it's going to go pretty quick. But we've got a whole bunch of new updates, new tools, reasons why you are not going to need plugins anymore. That should excite you. So here's what's in this release. We're going to go through about each one of these in detail. E-folder stuff. Now going to be available. I know it's like, what's the big deal? It's a big deal. It's a really, really big deal. So let's talk about things that are happening as we go down into this, right? There's all this stuff. So let's go through one by one. First of all, in this release, and again, these are pre-release notes. There's not going to be screenshots. We're going to basically be texting and going through text and stuff like that. First thing, added the ability to manage pipeline views. So normally right now, if you go to Encompass on the web, you have to basically use all the pipelines that you have in desktop. This is going to bring you the ability to actually manage those live on the web, more functionality. Hey, here's something. How about all those folks that have like the Knock Knock plugin or the doorbell plugin or the widget plugin that notifies you, that kind of a thing. ICE recognizes that this stuff should be native to Encompass. And so there's a new notify me feature to enable loan officers. I don't know why it's just loan officers, but I'm sure that'll be expanded to other personas. But to receive a notification when a locked loan becomes available, more to come on that. Automated disclosure alerts added. So if you listen to me over on the desktop review, there's going to be a paradigm shift of at-app disclosures versus three-day disclosures. This is an alert that's going to let you know that the required fields are needed in order to have the loan be ready for disclosure. So that will go in there. I also want to talk about the fact that this has automated disclosures, and this might catch some people off guard. ICE is going to be releasing things to actually go through and automate disclosures. Again, if you've been in the market for automated disclosures, that's great. If you haven't already purchased something for that and you're like anxious to do it, there's going to be some methodology conversations here. Be glad to discuss this with you more if you want. You can reach me always using Larry@ATIHelps.com. You can check out our website, AwesomeTechInc.com. But we definitely handle that in there. And these are the kinds of requirements. Sorry, it's very touchy in here, but the kinds of requirements for these disclosures. And again, the three-day, the at app, the redisclosure for rate lock and the redisclosure for change circumstance, those kinds of things. So again, on the web, users can select new show all checkbox at the top of the forms list. So basically, this will now let you resort your forms list, similar to what you're used to doing in desktop. As a reminder, I've been saying this for a while, it is ICE's game plan to make sure that by the end of 24, you can do everything on the web that you can do in desktop and then some. Remember that game plan. It's going to be really important to pay attention to. So another step in that direction is the Encompass e-folder. So you will now have the e-folder available on the web version of Encompass. We utilize a new document viewer. How do you know you have the new document viewer in your Encompass today? Go to the e-folder, go to open up a document and look at the files. If the files still look like a mountain with a sun, you're on the old doc viewer. You're not going to have this feature. Open up the case with ICE, tell them you want the new doc viewer. Now keep in mind, this could affect your output of custom print forms. So make sure you do the testing, do it in your test environment. Make sure you understand what's going on and those kinds of things. So e-folder talks about the e-folder, that kind of a thing. So the e-folder in the web version of Encompass provides all the features and functionality provided in desktop, along with enhanced user experience and usability. Let's hope they fix this typo here, right? Maybe I'm picky. Forms and tools enhancements. Again, super exciting stuff. So disclosure tracking tools added to the web. New compare and import tool. This is brand new concept. So the new compare and import tool provides an easy way for Encompass users to compare the income data stated on the loan application and the income calculated by the income analyzer. You're like, what the heck's the income analyzer? More to come on that, on what that looks like when we get our hands on it. There's a new project review tool. So this is specific for condominiums. So condominium details. This is something that is coming out, and it's, you know, they're saying that it's comparable or similar to the process that you find in Fannie's condo project manager, as well as Freddie Mac's condo project advisor tool. There's a new property disaster declaration section added to the primary information input form. And I do want to talk about this. You know, the input form structure of the web is different from desktop. And if you're in the methodology of basically recreating desktop input forms into the web, honestly, that's the wrong choice. Again, if you want to talk more about it, we can get on a community call. We have these community calls every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern over in mortgage.community. Check them out. We can get into the conversation about this, but you definitely need to change your viewpoint on how you're creating input forms for Encompass on the web. So to continue with some new features, there's new option to withdraw e-consent on behalf of borrower. This is something I covered in desktop review. Additional fields added to Reg Z form. This, I'm positive, is in prep for producing packages out of the web. HMDA information form added. Again, this is the final phase for the HMDA update. And this is, again, to do stuff. AMI fields added, where they're now always enabled. Borrower contact preferences, that's updated. Again, you recognize this as part of desktop borrower summary. It's now going to be on the web. Cash out amount fields, new inspection ID fields, two new fields added to the ULDD. The new two-year treasury, this is all stuff you'll hear me talk about in the desktop review. If you're not sure about that, check out that recording. Updated labels for the Freddie Mac ARM. This includes for that new PMMS index from Freddie. Update on how LTVs are calculated, AMI, other funds to be collected. Again, I cover all this in the desktop review. If you're not familiar with any of this stuff, go watch that. Supplemental insurance field added. This is helping update the borrower's expected monthly payment. So they have that. And then these borrower level first-time homebuyer fields added to the borrower summary. Again, also on desktop. All right. So now let's get into workflow management, which is unique to the web. So you've got notification templates added to really leverage off of workflow rules. If you're not used to or familiar with the workflow engine, get your butts over to a community meeting and get over to mortgage.community and you can watch all about me talking about Encompass on the web and workflow engine. You've got scheduler templates being updated. So this defines, again, workflow rules by schedules, not just by triggers. So it's really cool. You got a new automation audit feature added for when the when a workflow rule is running. You know, did it happen? Is there a way to tell? This is basically logging the rules. Instead of having to run a JIT log, you can just check the log. So for those that are used to running console apps, this is that, right? This is a way to tell when things are running. Scheduler completed. Nested action support and workflow. So again, normally in desktop, when you build out business rules, you have to self-nest, but the UI is very different in the web and the workflow engine. Again, if you haven't gotten on a workflow engine or Encompass Web, now is the time. I've been talking about this for several months. As a reminder, four big pillars for 2024. Number one is to make sure you check with your vendors to make sure they're all working towards or already on Encompass Partner Connect. Number two is to get working towards enhanced conditions. Number three is to get on the workflow engine. Number four is to get into task-based workflows. I'm saying that 14 months now. I'm going to keep saying it until everybody's there. If you have any questions about this stuff, I've been walking the walk and talking the talk now for 14 months on this. It's not new to me, might be new to others. reach out to me if you ever have any questions about any of this stuff. So new send notifications, resulting actions added. So there's a send notification that's new on the web, and now new send disclosures resulting action. Automated disclosures, gang. There it is. So more to come on that. We'll see, of course, how it works, right? New start scheduler resulting action, new canceler scheduler. So these are all ways to think about, like, you took your DDM rules and now you put your normal rules on schedules. So when do you want this rule to run? Condition support added for resulting actions. Again, this is a workflow engine rule. If you're using enhanced conditions, I don't know what advanced conditions mean. We'll have to see what that means. I don't know what that means. A new due date cancellation basis added to global settings. Okay, that's fine. So this is a due date when you want to have a task. If you want to set when tasks are due, you can establish a global setting. It's pretty cool. New group assignment added. Oh, this is really, really cool because now I can actually send the whole task out to a group. So if I've got a group of people that need to do something, I can now assign a task. Thank you, ICE. Task pipelines. Task pipeline's been redesigned. Cool. I'll have to see what that looks like. Services updates. And by the way, task pipeline is super helpful because when you're creating tasks and you log into Encompass on the web, you have two things at the top. You have a pipeline tab and you have a task tab. If you click on tasks, you've got your whole tasks broken out. So it looks like they're redesigning that to make that more helpful, which is awesome. Services update, new vendor allocation feature added, which enables administrators to allocate service orders across multiple providers. That's pretty cool. So you can basically, if you want your, think about it like when you set your MI up in desktop and you want 30% to go to here and 30% to go to there and 40% to go to this other place. That's what that's talking about. That's more like load balancing for your vendors. Services management landing page. Okay, that's cool. New condition mapping for some service setups. That could be cool, right? So you can make sure that you have things set up specifically for services. And then lastly, added ability to add a percent of authorized users for setup. This is really good too, because you can, instead of having to add people, you can just add their persona. That's nice. That's nice. And we're in the ninth page, so we're just about the end here. We have the ability with the ability to show a fulfilled data option on a milestone worksheet. So we can see if something has been completed on a milestone worksheet. I don't understand that quite yet. Option added to recalculate milestone dates. That's good. We want to make sure that we are recalculating milestone dates, so that's good. Milestone user group assignment is hidden when milestone configured does not require. Oh, that's super nice. So if you have a milestone in your milestone templates where there's no user assignment required, it's not going to actually list the lookup thing there. Thank you, ICE. That's very, very, seriously, that's helpful. What ends up happening is, and literally yesterday, you can watch a replay, so yesterday, meaning February 13th, 2024, I did a whole thing, a whole community meeting on milestone best practices. And I talked about having the same role listed in multiple milestones within the same template. And what ends up happening is companies tend to not require that role to be assigned. This addresses that, so that way you won't have the lookup tool and people won't be confused if they need to do that or not. That's really, again, that's thoughtful. Mobile view updates. So if you're accessing Encompass on the web on a mobile device, meaning smaller screen, the preferred contact method is added and the view packages option is now controlled by persona settings. Web customizations, we've got new ways to, these are new button actions available on the web. So you can now calculate ULI, recalculate HMDA, property information, and HMDA transmittal. That's pretty cool. Importing, exporting custom forms with custom fields. So this is getting to be with packages, right? So we're used to doing Input Form Builder with packages or the EMPKG. So now you can export and import input forms for the web with custom fields. That's for portability. That's awesome. six issues. We've got the VA 2618-20 now provides correct purpose. So it must have been a drop-down issue with that. We've got updates to seller obligated discount points. That's got fixed. Custom item set no longer collapses. That's a UI issue that got fixed. Itemized credit retains after saving. Cool. Social Security now allows an entry starting with a zero. That's a programming thing. So that got fixed. Navigation option now working as expected for task workspaces. And then looks like there was an issue where the monthly wasn't justified properly. And I do want to bring up the system requirements for Encompass. So if you click this, you know, I talk about this a lot. Now, I actually just got a brand new Surface Pro 9. I did one machine at 16 gigs of RAM and one at 32. It's an i7. And I want to make sure I call this out, right? So this is still using 23.3. This doesn't even show 24.1 yet. But you don't really want less than 16 megs of RAM. I know 12 is a weird number, and it doesn't show Windows 11 either on here, but it will run seamlessly on a Windows 11. Don't know if ICE supports it. But honestly, 16 gigs of RAM is absolutely minimum, regardless of what you're working on. Naturally, if you're working in a virtual environment, these numbers are you have no problem usually with these numbers. But just check your RAM and check your CPU. I doubt anybody's working on anything less than an i3 or an i5, certainly. But I can tell you that it's all about the RAM. So that's the walkthrough. I hope this has been helpful. Again, my name is Larry Bailey. You can find me always at the mortgage.community with information like this. And anytime you have any questions, either hit me up directly through any one of the communities, or you can reach out to me using Larry at atihelps.com. See you now. Bye-bye.